Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Less than 3 months after Union Parish was carved from Ouachita as a new political entity, William McKay died there intestate, leaving a grieving widow and 2-year-old daughter. In 1839, Union Parish was essentially wilderness and sparsely populated. The surge of immigration by settlers from eastern states just over the horizon. McKay owned a store on the Ouachita River, either at what would later be called Alabama Landing or farther south at Ouachita City or maybe even at the mouth of Bayou De Luter. In these roadless times, goods moved efficiently only by water. To settle his estate, McKay's widow petitioned the court, and the judge ordered an inventory of the deceased's possessions, including the contents of his store. The results are enlightening. Many of the items would be expected in a wilderness outpost far from civilization. Rifles and shotguns with powder and lead for subsistence hunting, fishing line and hooks for the backwater bounties, palmetto hats to turn the sun, molds to produce hog and bear fat candles, broad axes, grubbing hoes, bone and mussel shell buttons, sugar and molasses, castor oil and patent medicines, playing cards, fiddle strings and muscat wine. On the other hand, McKay's customers could purchase imported Irish linen, embroidered lace silk gloves, velvet bonnets, Morocco shoes, fancy soup tureens, decorative chamber pots, Castile soap, tortoiseshell combs, bathing tubs, newspapers, reading, spelling, and songbooks, along with spectacles if needed. No doubt these items came upstream on steamboats via the International Port of New Orleans. Whatever the taste or means of Mr. McKay's customers, there was one article in his shop essential to the survival of anyone of European descent in this raw country. His shelves had an ample supply of mosquito netting, by the yard or as finished bed drapes. Although his customers did not comprehend the undiscovered link between devastating outbreaks of malaria and yellow fever and the hordes of native mosquitoes, they unknowingly contributed to the successful settlement of Union Parish by purchasing McKay's mosquito nets just to get a good night's sleep.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.